The Shlach HaKadosh brings a Mesoida. Mesoida means a tradition. He brings a Mesoida that there are only four psukim in the entire Tanakh that begin with the word Atem. And one of them is in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Yisroi. The Pasuk says, Atem Re'isem Asher Osisi the Mitzrayim. This is the Pasuk right before Kabbalah's HaTorah. Hashem says, you saw what I've done to Mitzrayim. Vo'esu Eschem Al Kamfei Neshorim, and I have lifted you on the wings of eagles. Vo'ovi Eschem Elai, and I have brought you to me. Another Pasuk with the word Atem is in Parshas Nitzavim, beginning of Parshas Nitzavim. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem. You are all standing before Hashem Lekechem. You are all standing today before Hashem, your God. That is in Parshas Nitzavim. Another pasuk. One second. Well, there's another pasuk in Parshas Shmos, where Paray makes a new decree. After Moshe and Aharon tried to intercede on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, so Paray makes a decree that they all have to go and get their, they have to gather their own straw. So the pasuk says, where is it? One second. Atem l'chu k'chulacham teven. You go and gather for yourselves straw. Ma'ashet himso from wherever you will find it. Ki ein nigram avedaschem davar. Nothing should be lacking from your service. So Paray made a decree that they have to gather their own straw to make the bricks, and they have to come up with the same amount of bricks as they used to make. And that pasuk begins with Atem as well. Atem l'chuk chulachem teven ma'ashetim tzo, ki ein nigrim avedaschem dova. So that's the third pasuk. And the fourth pasuk is a pasuk in Yeshaya. The pasuk says, Atem eidai nu'um Hashem. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, you are my witnesses, says Hashem. So the Shlach says this Mesoira indicates that these four psukim are connected to each other. So I'd like to try to offer an explanation of how these four psukim are connected to each other. Once again, it's Atem Re'isem Asher Osisi LeMitzrayim Ve'eso Eschem Akamfei Neshorim Ve'ovi Eschem Elai. Atem nitzavim ayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem alekeichem. Atem lechu ukchu lechem teven me'asher timtzo ki ein nigrem avedaschem davar. And atem eidai nu'um Hashem. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim, I believe, where Rav Yosef says, the Gemara says the Biyomid Atzarta, that on the day of Shavuos, on the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, Rav Yosef said, Avidu li igla tilsa, prepare for me a triple calf. Meaning, Rashi says what that means is a calf that is born third to its mother. That's supposed to be a special calf. prepare for me a eglet tilsa. Why such a special meal? Because ilav hayomi the kagorim. Because if not for this day, the day of Kabbalah Satoira, kama Yosef ikibishuka. There are. I would have been like any other Yosef in the street, but now that there's a Torah Hakadosha and I'm zoichet to learn the Torah, I was zoichet to become Rav Yosef. So right now, I just want to. I'm not going to focus on the kama Yosef ikibishuka. I want to focus on the igla tilsa, on the which literally means a triple calf. What is the significance of this Egla Tilsa? So I'd like to suggest the following. By the Cheta Egel, you know, there's obviously the simple pshat. There's the simple pshat that there was an actual golden calf that the people worshipped. The Agna de Kala, the Bnei Soscha, says that anyone who learns Pashup pshat that a nation who had just experienced a Kabbalah Satoira with such a tremendous revelation would go and take a gold calf and bow down to it and say, this is your God. He said to learn like that is foolish. Rather, there was something much more delicate that for Klal Yisrael on the level that they were on was considered avodah zarah, was considered idol worship. So, obviously, the Torah is only given to us for us to learn, for us to be able to learn from it how we are to serve Hashem. So, I believe that there are three matters that are still relevant to us until this very day, where we can, unfortunately, find ourselves worshiping the eagle. One of these areas is the area of taivus, the areas of the desires of our heart's desires. You know, the Torah tells us, we're not supposed to follow our heart and our eyes. And yet, obviously, we all have a Yetzahara, and we're tempted by the Yetzahara's temptations. And what a Yid needs to realize at a time of an Nisoyan is that what we're really confronted with is, are we going to listen to the Anochi Hashem Elokecha? Are we going to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam's command and abstain from following our temptation, abstain from giving in to our temptation, or are we going to worship the eagle? If you look into the Pesukim, it says, Vayakumu L'tzachek, it says by the eagle that they got up to laugh, and Rashi says that what the eagle was about, it was about Gili Arayas, it was about promiscuity. It was a taiva, it was a temptation that many in Bnei Yisrael weren't able to withstand. So we have this Nisayon until this very day. On a constant basis, are we going to follow the Anochi Hashem Elokecha, or are we going to follow the Ela Lehecha Yisrael? Are we going to give in to our temptations? another area that we find by the eagle is the fact that the, as Rashi brings, the Satan showed us Moshe Rabbeinu's casket being carried by the angels, as if Moshe Rabbeinu had died. And Bnei Yisrael found themselves lost. As they said, "V'ish Moshe, lo yadanu mehoyloi, this man Moshe, we don't know what happened to him." And what this really represents is a time of tragedy. What this really means for us is this: these are times of when a person goes through times of difficulty, times of tragedy, times of loss. Whether it's times of trouble when a person goes through either financial difficulty, financial trouble, or physical difficulties, the shalom bayis, whether it's parnasa, people go through difficulties all the time, and a person can in such circumstances, a person can despair, a person can just give up and say, I can't deal with this. The Rebbeinu Shloimeh must not be interested in me, as many in Bnei Yisrael did at that time. We can't deal with this loss. We can't deal with this tragedy. And their despair, their yish, brought them to what they worshipped was their despair was considered worshipping an eagle. Their depression. He needs to realize that when the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us troubles and the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us difficulties, it's only for the reason that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to hear our voice. There's a Morid Gechassam Sofer in this past week's Pasha, Pasha Yisroi. The Pasuk says, Vayisapa Moshe Lachosnoi, Moshe related to his father-in-law everything that Hashem did for Bnei Yisrael. It says, "Es kol asher osa Hashem the father in Mitzrayim, everything that Hashem did to Parim Mitzrayim, aloy des Yisrael on behalf of Yisrael, es kol atlo Hashem etzosam aderech, all of the troubles that befell us along the way, vayatzilim Hashem and Hashem saved us." The pasuk says, "Vayichad Yisrael kol atayv asher osa Hashem leYisrael asher yatzilam yad Mitzrayim." Yisrael was very joyous for all the goodness that Hashem did for Yisrael, that He saved us from Mitzrayim. Yisrael said, "Baruch Hashem, asher hitzel eschem yad Mitzrayim yad Paroi. Blessed is Hashem that saved you from the hand of Mitzrayim and the hand of Paroi. Asher hitzel asom atachz yad Mitzrayim." So the Chassam Sofer asks like a few questions. Number one. Why did Moshe have to relate to Yisrael all the things that Hashem did for a Klal Yisrael? The pasuk says in the beginning of the parasha, "Vayishma Yisrael." Yisrael heard, "Es kol asher osa Hashem lekim Yisrael amoy," that everything that Hashem did for Moshe and Yisrael, he heard about it already. What was the point in Moshe telling him again? And all this after Moshe tells Yisrael, "Vayichad Yisrael," so happy, and he says Baruch Hashem. Why didn't he do that when he heard it in the first place? Chassam Sofer says that what Yisrael only heard all the good things that happened. Vayishma Yisrael, it's kol asher osa the king of Moshe. He heard about all the good things that happened. What he didn't hear about was that Bnei Yisrael were standing at the Yam Suf, and the whole world was closing in on them, and they had no idea where to go. Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael al Hashem, and Klal Yisrael called out to Hashem. He didn't hear about that. He didn't hear about the trouble. And then after they crossed the Yam Suf, they came to a place called Mora, and they didn't have any water to drink. And Moshe called out to Hashem, and Hashem threw a tree into the water, and told Moshe to throw a tree into the water, and the water became sweet. And then when they came to Elim, they didn't have any bread to eat, and they called out to Hashem. They didn't have any bread to eat, and Hashem gave them man. And then again, they didn't have water, and they cried to Hashem, and Hashem gave them water. Yisrael didn't hear about all the troubles. He only heard about all the good things that happened. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was relating to Yisrael was, take a look. When we were standing at the Yam Suf, and the whole world was closing in on us, do you think Hashem performed all the miracles to take us out of Mitzrayim, all the 10 plagues to take us out of Mitzrayim for the sake of destroying us at the Yam Suf? Of course not. It was Hashem's original intention to split the Yam Suf. But so why did Hashem cause the trouble? Because Hashem wanted to hear our voice. Hashem desires to have a connection with us. And when he puts us into a place of trouble, the Gemara says, we just had it in the Daf Yomi and in Chulin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'avet le'tfilos and shal tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillah of the tzadikim. Tzadikim mean all of Klal Yisrael. V'amech kulam tzadikim. Do you think that Rabbi Yishlam split the Yam Suf in order to kill us in a drought and not give us water? Of course not. The Rabbi Yishlam had every intention to give us water, but he wanted to hear our voice. You think that Rabbi Yishlam performed all those miracles to starve us to death? Of course not. He had every intention to give us the man, but he wanted to hear our voice. And the Chassam Sofer explains what we say by davening every day. Mashpil game adayoretz. Hashem lowers he lowers the mighty people to the ground. Magbi ashvalam adayoram, and he elevates the lowly up to the heavens. Hashem does it anyway. He would have done it anyway. However, va'inelam Yisrael be'shavam elav, but he will only do it after Bnei Yisrael cries out to him. Because the Rebbeinu Shleilam wants a relationship with us. The Rebbeinu Shleilam wants to hear our voice. So that's what Moshe related to Yisrael. It's called Tloa Hashem Atzosam Aderech. He told Yisrael about all the troubles that we had along the way. Vayatzilayim Hashem, and Hashem only saved us after we cried out to him. And that, when Yisrael heard that the Rebbeinu Shleilam has such a desire to hear the voice of Klal Yisrael, that's when Vayichad Yisrael. Yisrael had a tremendous simcha of joining a nation that the Rebbeinu Shleilam wants to hear their voices. And he said as a result, Baruch Hashem, blessed is the Rebbeinu Shleilam, who wants to have who gives us troubles only in order for us to hear, only in order to hear our voices. So a Yid needs to know. A Yid needs to know when a Yid is going through troubles that we are not to despair. We're not to despair. We're not to fall into a depression. Quite the contrary, we're supposed to call out to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The Rebbeinu Shleilam seeks and desires and yearns to have a relationship with us. So there also we're faced with the Anochi Hashem Alekecha, or the Ela Alekecha Yisrael. Are we going to call out to the Rebbeinu Shleilam and serve the Rebbeinu Shleilam, or are we going to fall into a depression? Are we going to despair due to the difficult circumstances that we find ourselves in? So that's the second area that we find by the Egel. The first one was the Vayakum Uletzachek, the meaning of Taiva. And the second area is the area of Ish Moshe, Lo Yadanim Ahoyaloi, when we're faced with loss, when we're faced with difficulties and troubles. And we're tested whether we're going to despair or are we going to strengthen ourselves with hope and call out to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The third area is the area of dealing with Olam Hazeh, dealing with the matters of this world, dealing with Gashmias. There's an entire world out there worshipping the Egel Hazav, worshipping the calf of gold. People are worshipping their money, worshipping their belongings, worshipping their possessions, worshipping materialism. They're worshipping the Egel Hazav. Klal Yisrael is commanded to see the Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha in every aspect of the world. Wherever we turn, and everything that we do, should be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't worship gold. We don't work as an end. We work as a means to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't eat as an end. We eat as a means to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we know that wherever we turn, wherever we find ourselves, there's a reason for it. And we're expected to find in every area of our lives, in every situation we find ourselves in, we are expected to find the Ribbono Shel Olam's message to us. We aren't supposed to, we're not supposed to allow any situation in our lives to be an end, rather a means to our Avodas Hashem. And I believe that these three inyanim are alluded to in the word Egel. Egel is an acronym. The Ayin stands for Atzvus, which is depression and despair. That's the Egel of Va'ish Moshe Lo Yadana Mehoyaloi. The Gimel represents Gashmias, which is the Egel Hazav, the gold, the calf of gold that the entire world worships. When gold, when Gashmias becomes an end instead of a means. And the Lamed is Lev, which is the represents the desires of our heart, the Vayikumu Letzachek. It's the Egle Tilse. It's the triple Egel. And it is only with the Koyach of the Torah HaKadosha, the Torah HaKadosha that we were Makabal this past Shabbos. The Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha that gives us the ability to overcome the Egle Tilse. It's to remember that there's Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha that gives us the ability to overcome our desires, the desires of our hearts. It's the Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha that gives us hope in times of trouble. And it's the Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha that we have to find in every area of our lives. And that's what Rav Yosef was making a party for. He wanted to slaughter the Egle Tilse. He wanted to slaughter all three areas of the Egel. Because Yidav HaYoyim de Kogorim, if not for this day of Kabbalah HaTorah, Kama Yosef Ike B'Shuke, then Chas V'Sholem, he found himself falling prey to all three areas of the Egle Tilse. The Atzvus, the Gashmias, and the Lev. And I believe this is what the Masorah is telling us. This is what the Masorah is teaching us. Atam Re'isim Asher Asisi the Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was the Ervas Ha'oretz. It was the Taiva capital of the world. And we, the Ribbono Shel Olam, showed us what happened to Mitzrayim, what happens to people who pursue Taivas. They fall to rock bottom. Whereas Klal Yisrael, who decided to follow the Ribbono Shel Olam, we were elevated. We were elevated. The Rebbeinu Shlom brought us to a Kabbalah Satoira. Before we go there, I just want to one other nekuda. That is, first of all, the whole Masoira is based on the word Atem. That the pasuk begins with the word Atem. The significance of Atem is that it's the same letters as Emes. It's just that the Mem in the word Atem is at the end. And I believe what this represents is that the word Emes is made up of the first letter of the Aleph Beis, the Aleph, the last letter of the Aleph Beis, which is the Tav, and the Mem, which is the middle letter of the Aleph Beis. And what this represents is the, as we say by davening, Emes, ki ato huri, what does Emes mean? Ki ato hurishoin, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the source of everything. Va'ato hu achroin, and the Rebbeinu Shlom is the end of everything. And that everything in middle is also the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Meaning that whatever we go through in life, we have to realize that it all comes from Hashem. And we have to realize that the Rebbeinu Shleilam has a plan. The Rebbeinu Shleilam has an end plan. And that everything in between is also the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And it's relatively easy to believe that everything is from Hashem. It's relatively easy to believe that Hashem has an end plan. But what's difficult is along the way, when we're going through the trouble, when we're going through the nesoyin, when we're involved in the gashmias, to see the anoichi al Hashem lekecha in the egla tilsa, in all three areas of the egel, when we're going through the troubles of the Ho'ish Moshe Lo Yadanim Ahoyaloi, when we're going through the Nisoyan of Taiva, of Vayamdu Letzachik, or when we're involved in the Gashmias of the Egel Azov, there it's very difficult to see the Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. And that's why the Mem is at the end, in the word Atem, because the Aleph and the Tav are fairly easy. The Mem is what's difficult. And these four psukim really spell out these three inyanim of Atem, these three areas of Atem. As I mentioned, Atem Re'isam Asher Asisi the Mitzrayim, you saw what happens to Mitzrayim, to people who pursue Taivas, where the Taivas lead them. It leads them to oblivion. It leads them to destruction. Whereas, you who were able to extract yourselves from the Taivas, you were brought upon the wings of eagles to a Kabbalah Satoira. Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem lefnei Hashem lekechem. Rashi says there on the word hayoim, why does it say hayoim today? It says Rashi, just like the day is mapilu meir, just like the day, there's times of darkness and there's times of light. So also, the life of a yid is there's dark times and there's times of light. And we have to realize that even the times of dark are lefnei Hashem lekechem. They're all in front of the Rebbeinu Shlom. All the Rebbeinu Shlom wants is for us to cry out to Him. The Chassam Sofer says that in there in Parshas Nitzavim, he says that Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Lekechem is Rosh HaTevis Anoichi and Eile. Because we have a choice. We have a choice when it comes to those times of Mapil, when it's dark. In those times of trouble, we're given a choice of, are we going to choose the Eila Lehecha Yisrael, are we going to despair, or are we going to choose the Anochi Hashem Lekecha and cry out to the Rebbeinu Shleilam? And then finally, there's the Pasuk in Parshas Shmos, where the Pasuk says, Atem Lechu Ikchu Lechem Teven Mikol Asher Timtzo. The word teven comes from the word tevuna, which is understanding. A yid needs to be able to find understanding of the Rebbeinu Shleilom in every area where we find ourselves. Atem l'chuk chulachem teven. Go take for yourselves some kind of understanding, some kind of tvuna. Mikol asher timtzo. In every wherever you find yourselves, we should be able to find the Rebbeinu Shleilom, an understanding of the Rebbeinu Shleilom. The fact that we're involved in Gashmias shouldn't decrease our avoid at all. We should be able to find tivuna in every area of our lives. And the Masorah concludes, the Rebbeinu Shleilom telling us, Atem Eidein Um Hashem, you are my witnesses. Meaning you are the ones that I rely on, says the Rebbeinu Shleilom, to find me and to see me in every area of the Eglat Ilse. In the difficult times, in the times of Nisoyan, while you're involved in Gashmias, the Rebbeinu Shleilom says, I want you to find me there. And that's why, if you look into the Torah, in the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, there's a large ayin. The ayin of Shema is a large ayin, and the Dalet of Echad is a large Dalet. Eid. When we're saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we have to realize that we are the witness. We are the ones that the Rebbeinu Shleilom is relying on to testify that He is there in every area of our lives. So the Eibush to help that we should be zeiche to overcome the Eglat Ilse, to be able to shecht the Eglat Ilse, and to realize that Yilav Hayoyme, Kami Yosef Ike Beshuke. To realize how fortunate we are that we have the Anochi Hashem Lekecha to hold on to in every area of our lives, and that we shouldn't be taken by the atzvus of the eagle, or the gashmius of the eagle, or the lave of the eagle. We have to be able to overcome all three of these areas, to choose the Anochi Hashem Lekecha instead of the Eila Lehecha Yisrael. And yes, it's Atem. The mem is difficult to see. But if we try hard enough, we can transform that Atem into Emes. And we'll be zeiche to the time when we will realize once and for all that Emes Atu Hurishain V'Atu Achran and we Balodecha Ine Lekim B'Vias Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Meherab Yameinu Amen.